STL is Y98 in the Brett Mega Show on Y98.
Happy Monday. Brett Mega Show took a couple of days off. We were in San Diego for like this like radio conference thing where radio shows like across the country go and like learn radio, if you can learn radio. Yeah. It is kind of cool though, because you do get like inspired and you learn some stuff and you get to meet a bunch of people. And it's a really cool experience.
It was amazing. I do feel like I've been off of work for about a month though. Yeah. So yeah. I'm very glad to be back. We were only off Wednesday through Friday last week, but I seriously like... I don't even know what month it is right now.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and I have to thank my travel nurses, AB and Hannah, for getting me on my flight and getting me on my return flight. So greatly appreciate it.
You were nervous to travel. How did you feel like it went?
I think it went awesome. I mean, it was totally worth the nerves and all that stuff. And just, no issues on the traveling part. The Hard Rock Hotel where they put us up at in San Diego was amazing. Mm-hmm. Just all the people in radio were just incredible. It was a lot of fun. And I learned not only things about radio, but things about myself. Like, I really can handle my whiskey.
You can or can't?
I can.
Look at this guy.
And I was impressed.
I don't think I know this story, actually. That's so funny.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got some stuff to tell everybody.
I had left a little bit earlier because... I was going back to Chicago. It's my daughter's birthday on Saturday. I can't believe my daughter is one now, guys. I have a one-year-old.
I actually hate that.
Two things. No, I get it. Like, I can't believe it. It's crazy. And so they were out partying still. And I was, like, on an airplane and then going back for big birthday parties. We didn't have to shoot whiskey at my daughter's birthday. Hey, Alex, you went to Pink. How was Pink?
Yeah. Pink was great. Pink was great. I just got done telling these guys here. It was just, like, unbelievable. You go to a concert and you end up at a circus.
It's crazy.
Because she's flying through the air. I mean, it was unbelievable.
I feel like the other thing with Pink is I saw her... I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, so it's hard to remember. But when I did see her, I felt like she still sang.
Oh, yeah. No,
like,
she was
you could
great.
Hear her breathiness while she was going through the air. Like, you could hear...
Oh, she's singing like, while she's swinging?
Yeah, like, you could hear pitch problems or breathiness, which is like... you could hear, like, this girl, she's singing live.
She's very real. She's very real. She, like, stops, talks to the audience a little bit, like, interacts, has a good time. Like, not everything sounds perfect all the time at the Pink concert, so it was cool, like, that she's, like... a real person and admits like, hey, like this isn't
yeah because you can hear
great.
Like it go from like this one spot and then she like does a trapeze act and you can hear like the sound change. You're like, oh, she's actually singing. I thought she would just do these cool tricks for the background track, but she like still
she's doing it. I would say Pink is a pop icon of our time.
Yeah, I think
she's
so. Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. Same.
The all new Brett Mega Show live from the Under.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Sometimes on Mondays, you're just dragging. You look for a little good news. Put a smile on your face. This is a story, Kevin, I think you'll appreciate. At the end, someone's going to win free movie tickets for life at the movie theater. And I know you're down with that.
Whoa.
So a woman in the UK was unexpectedly forced into delivering the baby in the lobby of watching a movie last Wednesday. And her friends and her husband and everyone had to step up, deliver this baby. And the movie theater said, well, that kid is going to get free movie tickets for life. She's a healthy baby girl, and she is doing great.
Whoa.
But yeah, like, can you imagine it's like something doesn't feel right. Just run out to the lobby, like, oh, nope, we're doing it right here. Yeah, it's going down.
I really got to see Deadpool Wolverine. I don't care.
I wonder how close I am.
Yeah, crazy.
It's like, it's like one of those times where you're like, should you have gone to the movies?
Right.
But you know what's so funny is when we were going to have my son, we still talk about how... Well, like, we went and watched a movie, like, went to the movies. Because you're just, like, those last, like, 48 hours, 72 hours, you're just, like, killing time. Like, you don't want to be thinking about it or anxious. So you do go, like, to the movies, go on these walks. You're just going to do random stuff. And then all of a sudden it happens. You're like, oh, no, it's happening. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account with their new high-yield checking account. Visit togethercu.org/empower.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals game time. It's the Cardinals and the Reds. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is at 5:40 on our sister station, KMOX.
All right, we're getting ready for one of our favorite events here on the Brett Mega Show. Alex and I have judged the wing ding.
Yes.
This is our third time. We're like professional wing eating judges.
Yeah, I would say we are experts at this point.
The wing ding actually changed locations. If you have joined us for the wing ding in the past, it has got a new location. It's going to be the Armory, August 13th. It is such a fun event. You can get tickets where you can eat a bunch of wings, drink beer, hang out, and it all goes to a great cause for UCP Heartland.
Totally. A lot of great local restaurants there, and they bring some of the best wings in town.
A bunch of local restaurants compete in a wing competition, and everybody does bring out their best chicken wings. They want to win. They bring out some unique wings for you to try. So there's like buffalo wings that you can try, some traditional wings that are just like with dry rub, and then there's some unique specialty wings.
Yeah, and I think we are in the dry rub category, if I'm not mistaken.
That's because Alex couldn't hang with buffalo. We were in buffalo last year.
Yeah, learned his lesson.
But we brought in Felix. Felix's Pizza Pub. Felix is one competed at Wing Ding before. So Felix, grab a mic real quick. So you made us some specialty wings. One of the things that Felix is known for is their trashed wing. So tell us a little bit about that wing that we're about to try here.
All right. The first sauce you guys will be trying is our house buffalo sauce. And that is a fermented cayenne pepper-based sauce.
Okay.
Garlic and onions, a lot of good stuff. And then I made you guys what I call the roid rage.
Oh, good. We'll try them both.
A little goosed up version of our buffalo sauce. We'll be checking this out here in just a second.
So the wing that we're going to try is the wing that you will be competing with at Wing Ding, correct?
Yeah, that's going to be your first up right there.
Double fried, has like a garlic parmesan on it as well. And then like your own specialty sauce with homemade jalapeno
ranch,
right?
This is Miss Buffalo, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, that's the buffalo sauce.
Everyone take a dip. Mm-hmm.
All right, cheers.
That's got a kick to it, though.
Yeah, it's definitely got that fermented cayenne.
Okay, that's already hot, so.
Yeah.
Very good.
But it's got flavor.
It is. It's got a...
There's the water I have is hotter than that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are about to get...
It's definitely got a kick to the back, but I like the flavor. It's definitely got a unique flavor to it. It's got like that buffalo flavor, but then you can taste that garlic parmesan, too, so it's not just straight buffalo.
It's already pretty hot.
Yeah, Alex is freaking out.
AB, you're a blue cheese girl over there. Mm-hmm. And you can usually handle spice. How you doing?
It's really hot. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. And it,
oh, man.
It stayed.
Kev, how are you doing over there?
It returns. I mean, I thought I had quenched my thirst. Well, and no, it's good, back. Though. It's still spicy. It's hot, but very, very good.
Who's ready for spicy, guys?
I'm not.
Nobody raised their hand.
No.
All right. We're all going to do this together. Alex almost died last year. This will be a video of us trying these. What do you call them?
This is the roid rage.
The roid rage.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do it with you guys.
You are going
to do it. Right. Okay, well, my guy.
I'm not going to leave you guys hanging.
All right.
I'm so scared.
All right.
Okay. Oh, don't smell it before.
Right. It does smell like somebody's been doing roid rage. Yeah, cheers. That's what I would like to
Cheers.
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 Oh my god.
We didn't eat a ham this year.
Is it sweet on the front?
It's no, super sweet.
Sweet. It's a creeper.
I thought it was really spicy in the front.
Mm. Yeah, just wait a second.
No, I thought it was really sweet.
Whoa!
Oh no.
Come back. I feel like...
Hasn't hit me.
That goes back.
There's a flamethrower on my tongue.
Yeah, oh, it's like my lips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My whole body.
Yeah. It gets hotter as you go.
Yeah.
It's hurting my fingernails.
Don't touch your face.
Yeah.
Don't touch your eyes when you're here.
Kevin got his Dr. Pepper, thank God.
I know.
It's from our specialty fridge. They told only to drink for special occasions, and I'm drinking it for special occasions. Ooh. I feel like we need a first responder to put our...
Wow.
Wait, didn't you say there was a mystery pepper? He had no idea what it was. Yeah. You just put it in there?
Yeah, my cousin gave me a mystery pepper.
Well, that seems illegal.
Right. The only honestly, pepper that's worth it right now is Dr. Pepper.
There's no way really to describe how hot it is. It's like, I can't really talk because it gets worse every time
I'm putting the Dr. Pepper on my lips.
That's crazy.
All right, let us cool our lips down, and then we want to talk about Wing Ding and the amazing cause it goes to. We'll get all those details for you and how you can have some fun with us tomorrow night in one song on Y98 St. Louis. We go together. Kevin steps up for UCP Heartland. We just got done trying the illegal wing from Felix's, who will be competing at Wing Ding, which tickets still available for the Armory?
Yes, so tickets are available. They go up $10 day of, so make sure to get your tickets in.
Okay, so you can get tickets to eat wings, drink beer, have a good time. They're not going to bring these illegal wings in. I mean, I feel like people get arrested. But you're going to try one, you said, right, Kevin?
I think I should, right?
I think you should definitely try it. As this thing ends, take a big old bite. Yeah.
I was the one that told you to try them, so I think I'm only right to come in and
might as well
try one.
Kevin, tell us a little bit about how it's going to benefit and who it benefits, because it's such a great cause. Not only do we get to eat and enjoy these delicious wings, but it also goes towards a great cause, and that's UCP Heartland.
Absolutely. So UCP Heartland, we support children and adults with disabilities. So we do that all in around St. Louis, and we have 8 different programs that we support through residential, through respite, through our work employment program. We do a lot of different things, and it's really to help them be independent and reach their full potential on everyone.
I think one of the misunderstandings is people with disabilities, they can't work or be a positive impact within our community, but it's the complete opposite. Sometimes they are the hardest workers and they find the most passion for the things they do because they're so appreciative of these jobs. And so you get the best quality of work and some of the best customer service you've ever received.
Absolutely. And actually a cool stat for UCP, the average person of one of our clients that gets a job stays there is about 5 years.
Wow.
And the average, you know, US, I think it's like 2. So it just shows you that we actually help them find a real job, what they want to do, and they stay there longer, which is really awesome.
Making a huge impact in our community and with those with living with disabilities and having them, quote unquote, live and have a sense of normalcy and have them follow their passions. That's such a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you ready to try it? Are you ready to try the win from Felix? Yeah, get it. Go
ahead. Literally, best of luck.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Best of luck to you.
I hope
think about this before you do it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
No, I shouldn't think, right? That's the
all big
bite. It's sweet at first.
Honestly, that's not bad.
It's
it tastes really good.
Bad.
And then it just kind of sneaks up on you.
Okay. Then the flames start to go.
Yeah.
And then it just starts to build and build and build.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh. I know.
Yeah.
Ooh. Where did that come from? I'm glad I didn't do that before we started talking.
We're all going to have some fun tomorrow night at the Armory. You still get limited tickets. We're going to have some wings, some beer, and benefit a great cause. More details on our Instagram. Just follow us on IG, Brett Mega Show, on Y98 St. Louis.
One more time.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. We just got back from a trip, a little family trip to San Diego. There's this big, like, morning convention thing. And we all had a fly. Are you a plane sleeper or not?
I'm a big plane sleeper, actually. I can sleep in any way, shape, or form, no matter where I'm at. And the crew is actually making fun of me on the plane because I was sleeping with, like, my head just, like, basically in between my legs.
She woke up the next morning and was complaining her back hurt. And I was like, well, yeah, you should have seen yourself yesterday.
So she would put her head down to like almost where her knee was?
Yeah.
Really?
It looked so uncomfortable.
Like, I will just put my head like straight down. No. Like in a weird, and I feel like that's weird. I don't like tilt it or anything. I can just put it straight down and fall asleep.
She's fully hunched over.
I had
a back or like a neck pillow too. I wasn't even like using it.
I've never used one of those neck things. Are they comfy?
I mean, I don't know. I wasn't using it.
Yeah, that's true. Kevin?
I'm primarily a sleeper on a plane, you know, especially with long trips. One of the things I noticed, though, is, you know, if you're with other people, you don't want to be sleeping because when the, I was going to call them the wait staff, but
flight attendants
come by and they ask you about drinks and snacks and stuff. If you're sleeping, they just pass you by and you never get those.
Or your friends pick up your order because they know you so well.
True.
Did that happen for you?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Kevin was sleeping and you guys got him some snacks?
No, Hannah was sleeping and we got her some snacks.
Right.
It's nice. Man,
you every time.
She literally woke up and was like, so did you guys get me snacks? And I was like, Hannah, here they are.
Oh my God.
I woke up and Avi goes, I got you a Dr. Pepper. I was like, my girl, thank you.
Alex, you fly all the time. Do you fall asleep?
I would say majority of the time I actually don't fall asleep.
Really?
If it's a real long one, yeah, I can, but I don't know. I just kind of try to occupy myself doing many different things. It doesn't matter.
Wait a minute. Speaking of occupying yourself, didn't Kevin raw dog it?
Yeah. Kevin did raw dog his
flight.
So
the new thing is they call it raw dog. They say no headphones, no distractions. You just sit there. And it was a 4-hour flight. Yeah. You raw dogged it. Good.
I did.
What a go, Kev.
It was deep in his thoughts.
I don't think it was by choice.
No.
I think he just didn't know what to do.
I don't have technical skills.
Yeah, you know how to watch, like, because Southwest gives you free movies, and Kevin was watching other people's movies on the phone.
Exactly. I'm like, Wi-Fi? Wait, what's this?
I try to sleep as much as I can, but I have to be pretty tired because it's really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. I used to be able to fall asleep. I didn't sleep on the way there, and I was so excited. It's all I talked about on the show is I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
Didn't sleep on the way there, and then I didn't really sleep that great on the way back. I fell asleep for a little bit.
Well, that's crazy because your flight was in the middle of the night, and you didn't even sleep.
Yeah. No.
There's something wrong with me.
I'm glad you realize it now.
All right, let's have you win some Imagine Dragon tickets right now. You win Imagine Dragon tickets just for playing Hannah and Hannah's homeschool. 314-531-9898 will get you some Imagine Dragon tickets, and we have you play Hannah's homeschool.
Thanks for listening to the Brett Mega Show.
All right, Caitlin, are you ready to play Hannah's homeschool?
I'm ready to play.
Are you ready to win?
They better win.
Yeah, that's the attitude.
Oh, Caitlin,
we got a player here. We got a gamer. I'm going to ask you and Hannah the same five pop culture questions. Hannah cannot hear the questions, so we ask her to leave the room. We get a moment of silence. It's beautiful. Bye, Hannah.
Bye.
Hannah is leaving. Caitlin, do you want to gossip about Hannah? What do you want to tell us about her? What do you think of her? She can't hear.
I love her.
All right, fine. That's your first question you got incorrect.
All right,
here we go, Caitlin. Justin Bieber's wife is very pregnant, ready to have a baby very, very soon. Who is Justin Bieber married to?
Hailey Bieber.
Yes. In the TV show The Bear, AB and I love the show, is nominated for most Emmy nominations for a comedy. Carmy returns home to run what type of sandwich shop?
I have never seen The Bear.
You're missing out.
So I have no idea of the sandwich shop.
All right, pick a sandwich that you'd like to eat today.
Turkey sandwich.
Oh, you run those turkey sandwich shops. You're like, oh, I'm back home. I'm going to run this turkey place. All right. What is Tom Cruise's call sign in Top Gun?
The pilot.
The pilot is what they call him?
Yeah, he's got a... What's his nickname? His code name.
Of Maverick.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh my God, one of the biggest movies of all time. You got this, Caitlin. Which company calls themselves the worldwide leader in sports?
ESPN.
And then which fast food place is home of the Frosty?
Wendy's.
All right. 4 out of 5, Caitlin.
Yeah,
the only one you missed was, one of mine and AB's favorite TV shows, just nominated for the most Emmys. It's okay. Yeah. No big deal. But let's bring in Hannah and see how she does, okay?
Okay.
All right, one song away from that.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's walking back into the room. She was outside staring at us awkwardly through this glass window. Or she cannot hear the five pop culture questions we just got done asking our listener friend Caitlin for Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool is a pop culture pop quiz game, and Hannah takes on Caitlin, and she's got to get more right than Caitlin, and she's got her work set out for her today. Tie will go towards Hannah, and you got to get at least a 4 out of 5 to tie. Caitlin said she came to play. You were right, Caitlin.
You ready, Hannah?
Me? Yeah. Wow. All right.
All right. Justin Bieber's wife is very, very pregnant, about to give birth very soon. Who is Justin Bieber's wife?
Miss Hailey Bieber.
Yep. In the TV show The Bear, one of mine and AB's favorite shows, so I'm sure you should be locked in on this, Hannah, since we talk about it all the time. Carmy returns home to run what type of sandwich shop?
A sub shop?
A sub shop. That would be incorrect. He does not run a sub sandwich shop, does not run a turkey sandwich shop, runs a beef shop. He runs the original Mr. Beef in Chicago.
News to me.
Cannot miss the rest of the way out.
Oh, boy.
Not like it's one of our favorite shows. Not like it was nominated for most Emmys ever by a comedy.
It's
one of
fine.
The biggest TV shows ever.
You guys are taking it personal.
Yeah, cool. What is Tom Cruise's call sign in Top Gun? Long pause for one of the biggest movies of all time. Tom Cruise involved in the closing ceremony of the Olympics. What is Tom Cruise's call sign in Top Gun?
Maverick?
Maverick is correct.
It was either Goose or Maverick. I didn't pick one.
Goose died. And why'd you bring it up?
Spoiler.
No.
I mean, in 1985. Maybe in 1985.
We're fighting.
Which company calls themselves the worldwide leader in sports?
What company claims that title?
Yeah.
That's pretty cocky. Nike?
Nike. No. Incorrect. No. And that's a
no.
Yes!
Who said ESPN? Well, who are they?
The worldwide leader in sports.
You don't know who ESPN is? That's the channel that's always on at your house.
Why do they need to have that title?
That's just their slogan, I think. And then which fast food place is home of the Frosty?
Wendy's.
3 out of 5 is not good enough.
No.
Caitlin, you said you were going to get that win, and you did. Congratulations.
Woo!
And you get to hear Hannah say,
"This is Hannah, and I got schooled by Caitlin."
Yeah, sounds good.
Why did I sound happy? I'm not happy.
Hannah's homeschool.
The all new Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending. Back on a Monday, like I was busy this weekend. What are all the trending stories? I'm going to look through the internet right now. I'll put 2 minutes on the clock because I know you are busy. And so by the end of these 2 minutes, you feel like, I know what's trending. I'll read the headline, Hannah. You either tell me keep scrolling, keep it moving, or tell me you need more details. Like the Olympics just wrapped. How much do each of those Olympic medalists make, and how much are the medals even actually worth?
I literally always wanted to know that.
So the Olympic, U.S. Olympians received $37,000 per gold medal, $22,500 per silver medal. Now, some countries put like big bounties on it, like Serbia at the top of the list. They give you $214,000 per gold medal.
Whoa!
Now, they only had like 2 gold medals, and where the U.S. had like led the way with like 40 gold medals, but still, they give you a lot more money.
I mean, I would be okay with just getting 1 gold medal, but...
You know what's even more interesting, though, is those gold medals are worth like not much. The total value of a gold medal, which, by the way, is not gold, 95% of it is actually made of silver. The value is $950 only. Yeah, and wow. 95% of the gold medal is made of actual silver.
It's like a Temu medal.
Yep, a silver medal is worth $486, and a bronze medal, guess how much a bronze medal is worth, guys? $13. $13.
Excuse me?
What? That's what they said. Wow. Bronze will get you about $13 at the scrap metal, scrapyard.
Wow. I think they could upgrade those a little.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
I don't think the Olympics are running short on funds.
Maybe. I don't know. Hershey's reveals new Kit Kat flavors.
You know, I don't think you should mess with the Kit Kat. I think just the OG flavor is good enough, so I'm going to keep it moving.
Average American needs how many lazy days a year?
How many cheat meals we got racking up?
60 lazy days a year is what they say they would like. Now, they say about 5 lazy days a month. Now, how they describe a lazy day is 3 hours doing absolutely nothing, 3 hours just sitting in your living space, whatever that means, 3 hours watching movies.
How did I convert that to a cheat day?
I didn't know either. I just felt like I just need to move on. I can't figure you out. 2 hours in bed, 2 hours napping, 2 hours scrolling through your phone, 1 hour eating, 1 hour reading. That's what they consider like a lazy day.
I think Americans have a lot more than 60.
They said they need them, though. Like, this is what they
I'm
need.
I'm just not listening.
They're a necessity.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, welcome to the show, Hannah.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, we're about to kick off an hour of commercial-free music, and we have this really cool idea for you guys. How about going to dinner and a show? Hamilton AB, what is it, the biggest one? Biggest,
love it.
Biggest Broadway show, right?
Yep. It's
the biggest one. You can't even get, like, you can't even go to Hamilton.
No, I've never been. I'm very excited to go this year.
Can't even go on Broadway. And if you're Kevin, who's dying to go, you can go, but then you have to leave halfway through.
That's right, yeah.
Guys, never even seen the whole thing.
That's right.
Hamilton, it's almost impossible to get tickets. We got a pair of tickets for you and dinner to a show. Your chance to win that is at 7:35. Let's see if you can get the Megamind question of the day correct, though. According to a recent survey, 52% of people said that this is when they can tell when a relationship is getting serious. What do they do?
I think they can tell when it's getting serious when they stay the night with each other.
Stay the night, start sleeping over.
Having a little spendy.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an extension of that. I think it's when they go on vacation together.
Ooh, big vacation. Let's plan a vacation. Like, oh, we're getting serious now.
I think it's simpler than that. I think it's when they like, meet the friends.
All right, meet the friends. Like, hey, want to be my friend group?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say when they give you, like, a key to their apartment or their house.
Ooh. Damn, yes. You better be serious.
Yeah.
You hand out keys to random people? Like, hey, I know I just met you, but here's a key to my place. No, but I made fun of AB, but she's probably the closest.
What?
Yeah. So sorry I made fun of you, but you are the closest, AB. 314-531-9898. According to a recent survey, 52% of people said they can tell when they are getting serious when the relationship starts doing this. The answer's coming your way at 7 a.m. 18 when we kick off that hour of commercial-free music.
Mega Minds!
Mega Morning Show on Y98 St. Louis.
Weather's broken by Ashley. This is home. Cloudy, rain likely today. High of 79.
Mega Minds.
All right, we're officially commercial free for the next hour, so thanks for hanging out with us. We got dinner for you, and you qualify for a pair of tickets to Hamilton coming up coming your way at 7:35. Here's the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. According to a recent survey, 52% of people said they can really tell when a relationship is getting serious when this happens.
Heather texted in and said, when you get a drawer or closet space made for you.
All right, so like, we're starting to dip the toe in of moving in.
Yep. Clean out that sock drawer, buddy. Teacher Suzanne texted in and said when you make closet space for your partner. Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete said when you meet the parents. Mm. Nancy said when you can start going to the bathroom in front of each other. That's like marriage stuff.
That's marriage. Yeah. Propose on the toilet.
Yep. Yes. Neil texted in and said, you've turned the corner when you can drop in on each other unannounced anytime at your places.
No, nobody got it today.
What?
According to a recent survey, 52% of people said when they can tell when a relationship is getting serious when they start sharing passwords, like streaming passwords.
Oh.
Like, hey, you want my Netflix password? You don't have to pay for it. I got you. I got your Netflix bill, girl. Don't you worry. That was the answer.
Mega Minds.
We owe you a thank you. And probably actually more if you're listening to the show right now. Find out why we owe you so much and more than a thank you. And what we're going to say thank you to you in your car in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. Picture perfect, you don't need no. I feel like if you're listening to the radio right now, we owe you and a thank you, maybe even more than a thank you. Do you take Venmo, Zelle? What do we got to do to pay you off? It's the Brett Mega Show. We are commercial free. So this past week, last week, we went to San Diego for this big radio convention thing where morning shows all over the country come to like this big conference. And over the next 2 days, there's all these different like panels where people are on them and they teach you things, you learn, you network. And it's a pretty cool opportunity for you to like mingle among people that are doing this exact same job, which is entertaining people in the morning and people doing morning radio shows. And there is this big competition, if you will, towards the end of this conference where it's called Battle of the Bits. And radio stations and radio shows from all over the country submit their best bit. Like, what do you think is your funniest, most interesting, most compelling thing that you do on your radio show? And shows from like New York, Boston, Seattle, Miami, LA, all these shows from all over the country come and compete in this competition. We won that competition.
I literally, it's not real to me yet.
No.
I feel like crazy. It was just a big imposter syndrome moment for me.
And yeah. The reason I wanted to say like thank you, and I say we, because I want to make sure it's very clear. We say this all the time. If you are listening to this show, if you're listening to the Brett Mega Show, you are part of the Brett Mega Show. You are part of what we do every single day. I would challenge, and when you go to this like convention and thing that where we're at, it is very obvious that it's not just in St. Louis, because I say this all the time. We take more callers, we have more listener interaction, and we do it more so than any other show in the entire country. You are a part of what we do every single day. And so we sent in what we thought were, actually sent in, AB and I are the ones who submitted. We sent in our two favorite bits, right, AB?
Yeah.
Two favorite bits. One of them made the top 10. We go up there and you present, like in the top 10, the top 10%. That bit ended up being when we collected Valentines from schools that kids handmade. And then we went and collected them from 19 different schools. And then those school, from that point, then we went and delivered them to people's living in senior citizens or senior living facilities. And the whole bit was us just collecting all the work you guys did.
Right. Yeah.
It was you parents who have amazing kids. Like if you are listening right now and you're a parent, you are doing something right, because these kids were so amazing. They are the ones who handmade those Valentines. They are the ones who had the messages to the elderly community that feels like no one cares about them. Those kids were the ones saying, we do care about you. We do think about you. And if you're a teacher, damn, you work hard. As back to school is approaching and you're probably getting your classroom set up or maybe even started back to school right now, you helped us do this. We were just the drivers to from school to school. You won Battle of the Bits. And so from every morning show in the country, if you are listening in your car right now, you are part of what I consider the best morning show in the country. Because that's what that competition is. They said, who's the best of the best? Who has the best bit in the country? You won that.
Absolutely. Right. No, I firmly believe it wasn't us who just accepted the award. All of you guys did. Those of you who listened to that segment, who championed that segment, helped coordinate the Valentines, where we were picking them up, all the nursing home staffs, the students, everybody. The Brett Mega Show family who listened to the whole thing take place and was championing us through the whole thing. What a victory for everybody.
Yeah, it was such a cool moment. So we wanted to make sure you know that you won that. And we do say you won it because that's how it happens. Like, we cannot do this radio show, literally cannot do what we do every single day because we ask for listener participation. And so if you don't participate, like, you don't, like, you don't, you're not part of the show, you don't call in, then we don't know what we're going to talk about. Right. We're like, hey, what do we do?
Hey.
You're just such a big part of what we do every single day. So thank you for calling in. Thank you for texting in. Thank you for watching us on social media. You made all of that happen. The only thing you didn't do is edit the video because AB did that and that made everyone cry.
Right, yeah.
If you haven't seen that video, we'll post it for you on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on Instagram. Thank you for following us and watching and being part of it. It's such a cool community. So we definitely appreciate you guys. We want to tell you, you won. You did that. Yeah. So thank you. We're still rolling commercial free. And during the trip, we realize I have become the new Hannah. We'll explain what that means in 3 minutes.
You got it.
Apparently I need some help. I'm the new Hannah, guys. It's the Brett Mega Show. We are commercial free. By the way, we have a shot for you to go to dinner and then qualify for a pair of tickets to Hamilton, which is like impossible to get. We got that coming your way in like 10 minutes. We went on a family trip to San Diego where there's this big radio conference we were just telling you about. And on the trip, we realized that I am the new Hannah, which means I cannot sit still and I need people around me at all times. I am needy, like Hannah. I'm like next level needy, like Hannah. Let me explain.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So I have a 3-year-old and now a 1-year-old because my daughter just turned 1 on Saturday, which is absolutely insane. And so for these last 3 years, my life has been flipped upside down. I say this all the time, that I have no idea as a parent what the hell I was doing before. I always was busy. I was always someone who was like constantly on the go doing stuff. That's just my personality. I have to be doing something. I have to be working hard. I have to have goals. And that's just who I am as a person. Before I had kids, I don't know what I was doing because every second of my day is taken up by these creatures. And so I'm when I get home, I'm like hit with like, daddy this, and like a million things I have to do. So as soon as I walk in the door, I have a million things to do at home, and then I have a big role on this show where I have to take on a lot of responsibility at work, and so I'm constantly doing stuff when I'm at work, and the only 40 seconds I have in my life are my 12-minute drive from work to home. And I usually call my dad because he wants to hear from me, so I have to knock out that phone call, which is like another thing I got to get done. So I have no free time. So I'm not used to free time. So when we were going to San Diego, I was like, I'm going to sleep on this plane. I got a bed to myself in this hotel room. There's hours of downtime. I don't even know what hours looks like. I am going to be in vacation mode. I got up to my hotel and I was like, what do I do now? I didn't know what to do. I started freaking out. I started feeling like I was Hannah. So I get up to her. As soon as we landed, we went and met him. I didn't fly out with everyone else. I flew out of Chicago and everyone flew out of St. Louis. And I went and met everyone at In-N-Out because Hannah has never had In-N-Out. It's been years since Kevin had it.
Right.
And so you guys wanted to go to In-N-Out. So I went ate at In-N-Out and you guys were all done eating. And even then I was like, I don't know if I should eat. Do I eat? Do I not eat? I was like, Everything I did, I made a big deal. Yeah. I was so dramatic, like Hannah. I was like, should I eat? Should I not eat? I ate.
You know,
this was just, I just sat back, crossed my arms, and started laughing at you and shaking my head. And I looked at Anna and I said, is this what it's like dealing with me every single day? I mean, Brett was blowing up our phones being like, okay, well, I'm going to go to the pool and I took a walk and I went to the gym and here I'm now doing this. And what time are you guys ready? Are you ready now? Let's meet in the lobby. We can go do something. Like,
let me put this in.
Let's go to the beach. And I'm like, whoa.
Let me put this in perspective. So I land and we get back to the hotel. It's like noon. And the first thing we had to be at was at 6 o'clock. I did text everyone. I'm like, I'm going to go sit in the hot tub and go to the pool. Nobody, Kevin came with me. Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.
The girls took like a nap. But I went to the pool, went to the hot tub, went to the bar, went to the gym.
Took selfies of it all. Yep. Sent it to the whole group.
Tried to take a nap, got cleaned up, and it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I literally was like, well, I know we said we were going to meet up at 6, but I'm just going to the bar to find humans.
Yeah.
Right.
I did all of that by 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
You hated being by yourself, though, I think.
I never by myself. I have always an agenda that I have to do stuff. When there was downtime, I was like, what do I do with downtime? And that was every day. Like, literally, I got up at 4:30 in the morning because it was West Coast. So sleeping to like 6:30 here is like sleeping in for me. I get up at 3:30 every single day, even on the weekends with kids. And so I literally would get up at like 4:30 in the morning. I would get like work done. I'd have a cup of coffee. I'd go for a walk around downtown San Diego. And it'd be 6 a.m.
Yep.
Like, what else do I do? Who wants to do breakfast?
I mean,
I'll do a second breakfast.
Yeah. I was like, this guy's a mess. We should call him Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm Brett Hannah.
Yes.
Dinner for you. And you qualify for tickets to Hamilton, which is like impossible to get. It's 3 minutes away on Y98 St. Louis. Baby, you. Hamilton, one of the biggest shows on Broadway. AB, you go to Broadway all the time. Like, you literally fly out to New York to go to Broadway. You haven't seen Hamilton,
no,
right?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's like impossible to get tickets.
Yeah.
And if you want a pair of tickets to Hamilton, we got your back right here. So this is what's going to happen. We're going to get you in every single day this week and give you dinner. Dinner's on us. And then one of these qualifiers is going to win tickets to this exclusive show that is so hard to get tickets to. You're going to win tickets to see Hamilton.
Ooh.
We want you to be one of those Hamilton fans, though. We want to make sure you're a big Hamilton fan. So we do have a Hamilton trivia question. So be ready to answer a Hamilton question at 314-531-9898. We'll get you dinner on us. And one lucky winner is going to get tickets to see Hamilton when Hamilton comes to St. Louis. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Elle King opened up about the traumatic event of Rob Schneider, her dad, sending her to fat camp. I'll share the story in just 3 minutes. Shine bright
like a diamond. We got you commercial free and we got you a pair of tickets to Hamilton. One person is going to have to make this tough, tough decision of who you're bringing to Hamilton with because it's really impossible to get tickets and we got your back. Dinner on us all week long at this time and then one winner on Friday is going to win tickets to Hamilton. And Kelly, we're hoping it's going to be you. How you doing, Kelly?
Yay, great. How are you?
All right, we want to make sure because these tickets are so awesome. We want to make sure you're a big-time Hamilton fan.
Got it.
All right. So we have a question for you. Who originated the role of Alexander Hamilton in the original Broadway production of Hamilton?
I'm thinking that would be Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah. All three names.
Oh, my goodness.
So like that, if you're listening right now, be prepared to make sure you know your Hamilton because we want to make sure whoever wins this is a big Hamilton fan. Sounds like you are, Kelly. You have just qualified to win tickets to Hamilton and dinner is going to be on us, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You better keep those tickets tight because AB will come for you.
Everybody wants these tickets. Hold on as we get your info. Same time tomorrow, same kind of game. Now let's get all the entertainment news. It's going down, down, baby.
Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag, baby, is ready. So here we go. So Elle King is the daughter of Rob Schneider, and many people think, like, oh my gosh, that's just awesome. They really idolize the two of them, like a child prodigy thing. But recently she opened up about some of their, like, fractured relationship instances, and I don't think people are going to be idolizing them anymore. So she joined Bunny EXO's podcast and shared the traumatic experience of her dad, Rob Schneider, sending her away to fat camp as a child.
Yeah.
So L. King opened up and said, I was like a really, really heavy child. My dad sent me to fat camp, and then I got in trouble one year because I sprained my ankle and I didn't lose any weight. It was very toxic. So that's hard enough. That is a traumatic event. She probably felt incredibly judged by her dad. Being at a place like that is, I can't even imagine. And then that wasn't even like one of the worst things though. She opened up even more and said that she's gone 4 or 5 years without talking to her dad because they have such big differing opinions on stuff, like when it comes to social issues. And so they just have like an incredibly fractured relationship. And I'm sure it makes it even harder too, because people just like pair them together since it's a daughter and a dad, and they're both, you know, in such big spotlight, really successful, both of them for different reasons. But you know, I'm sure, you know, people see her and they're like, oh, how's your dad doing? And then on the inside, she's probably crumbling because they're not talking.
It's also a little bit relatable, too. I feel like a lot of parents, older generation, looks at social issues a lot very different than their, you know, son or daughter who are younger. So usually politically or socially, they feel just different. We've learned a lot. Sometimes I think the younger generation could teach the older generation some stuff, and the older generation could teach the younger generation. There should be some middle ground to both of those. The other thing is, and this isn't defending Rob Schneider, it's just I wasn't surprised when I heard that, because they grew up in Hollywood. Like, body image is, like, everything in Hollywood. So, like, not saying, like, oh, he should have done that. It just doesn't surprise me that he would be concerned as a dad. Like, oh, like, this is Hollywood. Like, any of those, I bet you if you look at any of those people that grew up in Hollywood, there's some gross body image, environment and comments being made.
Yeah, I also think it's interesting that L. King opened up about this right after Miley really opened up about her fractured relationship with her dad, Billy Ray, too. So maybe more people just keep coming out the gate with their daddy issues stories. I'm here for it. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Nothing like when you're about to go on a big trip and then you have to text your friends at like 1 o'clock in the morning saying, I hope I make the flight, guys. I'm in the emergency room. Find out who sent us that text message in 3 minutes. Have you ever ended up in the emergency room for something completely embarrassing, ridiculous, or stupid? 314-531-9898. Or how about you ended up in the emergency room at like the worst possible time? Like, oh, not that there's a good time to go to the emergency room. Like, oh man, today would be a good day to go to the ER. But if you're like, not today, please, not today. Do not let me end up in the ER. And you ended up in the ER for what? Like on your wedding day, day of a big job interview, anything like that. 314-531-9898. AB sends the group a text message hours before we're supposed to go on a flight to San Diego for a work trip. Guys, I'm at the emergency room. And it's for the most embarrassing that you were embarrassing.
Yes, I was. I will be the first to admit that. So basically for about a month, I had what I thought was just a blood blister on my finger. And it had popped a couple times like over the past week and it would bleed. But I would put a Band-Aid on it and it would be fine. Tuesday night, the night before we're supposed to leave for California, it popped again. So I put a Band-Aid on it. But this time, like, it was bleeding through multiple Band-Aids. And it bled for over an hour, which has never happened.
What the hell?
And I was like, I seriously don't know what to do. I talked to my mom because she used to be a nurse and she was like, that's really not normal. Also, apparently blood blisters pop once and then they're done.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not, so she was like, used to be a nurse, but I believe like if you're bleeding for over an hour, that's not supposed to happen.
If you're bleeding out, that's usually a bad sign.
She was like, this is not a normal thing. So I was like, okay. So she went to the ER with me and we were there for 3.5 hours. When the doctor finally took me back, I like took off the cotton ball and like the Band-Aids I had had on it, and it immediately started spewing blood. Like, I thought that the bleeding had probably stopped because it hadn't bled through the Band-Aid or anything. Like, it did not stop bleeding for close to 5 hours.
What?
Whoa. So I was very glad I went. And the doctor basically told me, you have an ulcer on your finger that hit a vein. So, like, had I not gone in, it never would have stopped bleeding.
So what'd they do?
They had to cauterize it, I think is what it's called. Basically, they had to, like, burn it off.
What the hell?
I didn't even know you could get an ulcer on your finger.
No, neither did anybody else.
Do we have a picture? Because then she is just wrapped up with this, like, your hand. Because you were trying to, like, look good. You bought new outfits.
Yes, exactly. I was so excited to look so cute on this trip and post all these pictures and stuff and meet all these people. And my mom and I, on the way to the ER, were joking, being like, watch me walk out with, like, a full cast for my finger. And then as the doctor is, like, wrapping my finger, he, like, wraps my finger. And then he goes up to my hand and then, like, all the way up to my wrist. And I was like, this is a joke. Like, this is actually not happening. And it wasn't even like a nude color. It was white.
It was so, so it looked like she had like this club hand. Exactly. And then she was supposed to keep her hand above her heart, probably for like blood clots and things like that. And she literally looked like she was raising her hand everywhere we went. Like, do you have a question, girl? What is wrong with you?
And everyone at Morning Show Boot Camp being like, oh, what happened to your hand? And I'd be like, I have an ulcer.
I wish we should have recorded like people's interactions with AB because everybody was like, huh? Yeah. Like, it wasn't like a cute story, like, oh, you know, broke a fingernail or something. And she was like, no, I was bleeding out by my finger. Yeah.
You were nice the most recognized person like at this conference. Everyone was like, hey, did you see the girl with the, like, that was raising her hand?
Is that the mummy hand girl?
Yeah, the mummy hand girl. What a legend.
Yeah.
Okay. You ended up in the emergency room for something embarrassing, something ridiculous. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing. An ulcer on your hand? Like, does that mean you're, like, I have always heard, like, ulcers are because of stress. Are you stressed out?
Apparently you're stressing me out,
Hannah,
Brian.
No, me! Hannah! Hannah
no!
Me out. Well, I'm the new Hannah, so.
Yeah.
Whatever. Somebody is stressing out AB. We need to stop because she's getting
ulcers.
Yeah, finger ulcers.
She's bleeding out.
Yeah. Look, I got a finger ulcer, guys. 314-531-9898. You end up in the emergency room for some ridiculous reason, something silly, or just the worst possible time. Like, I do not believe, I don't need to be in the ER right now. We want your calls next.
Yeah. You know what?
We out.
So much fun. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. We went to San Diego for a work trip, and AB was just in the emergency room hours before we left because apparently she got a finger ulcer.
Yep.
That's a thing.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been to the emergency room for something you're like, this is a thing? I didn't know it was a thing, but it's a thing. 314-531-9898. Or you just ended up in the emergency room. Terrible timing. Like, that. Not that you need to be like, oh, man, yeah, good. Looking at my calendar, might be a good day for an emergency
room. Perfect time for a health scare. Yeah.
But there are definite times where you're like, oh, my God, of all days, I'm here at urgent care. I'm at the emergency room. It's my wedding day or whatever, you know, like big interview when you have to catch a flight in hours. 314-531-9898.
We got a text saying, I tore my ACL at my bachelorette party because I was dancing on the bar and jumped off to the song Jump Around by House of Pain.
Ooh.
That is terrible.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin.
Trauma for you listening right now. Yeah. Snap, crackle, pop.
Snap, crackle, pop is right. Caitlin, when did you end up at the emergency room?
Okay, so I met my boyfriend at work. We both worked at a winery.
Love that.
So he was doing dishes and one of the glasses broke inside the dishwasher.
Dang.
And it was really busy. It was a holiday, so he was going in quickly and it went through his hand. Like the wine stem.
like a wine glass stem or something?
Yeah.
And it does
without a bottom.
Okay, that does sound like horrific. Ugh. And it also does sound weird. Like, what brought you to the emergency room? I was doing my dishes.
Yeah.
Like, how extreme are you at doing the dishes?
Gotta get those things done, you know?
Yeah, thank you so much for the call, Caitlin. It's pretty intense. Elizabeth, what brought you to the emergency room?
So when I was six, my mom bought me a bag of sunflower seeds, and I was eating them. And then my throat started hurting, and I was like, what is going on? Like, this isn't normal. And she was like, okay, just drink water, eat bananas, like, you're fine. And then I like kept complaining about it, and she was like, okay, open your mouth, let me see. And there was a sunflower seed stuck in my tonsil, like had stabbed into my tonsil. And so we went to the ER, and they had to get tweezers to pull it out.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah. I played baseball, and we used to eat sunflower seeds. This was a thing. You got to be careful, especially if it goes down the sharp way. You get them stuck in your gum, in your tonsil. It happens.
It's not worth it. It's so true.
And the best part is that she gave it to me in a cup, and she was like, you can show everyone at school what was in your throat.
Like, this is your pride and joy. Like, this was the sunflower seed that brought me to the emergency room. Right. And I also think it's funny that, like, you followed the person who took, like, a shard of glass through their hand. You're like, what brought you to the emergency room? Not glass, sunflower seed.
Yeah.
Pretty intense. Thanks for the call, Elizabeth. Haley, what brought you to the emergency room?
I got run over by a hay wagon on Halloween.
Oh, no! I can hear the trauma in your voice about that.
You see those hay wagon drivers, though? They're crazy. Right. I've seen them just whipping around with those kids in the back.
Farm bill gone bad.
So what happened?
Well, so I was 7, so no drinking involved. There was 2 hay wagons, and it was coming up to my house, and I was on the first one. I stood up, and it jerked, and I fell off, and the second one ran over me.
Oh, that sounds scary.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that Farmer Fred was not drinking, so there might have been drinking involved. Yeah, right. Just not with you. Thank you so much for the call, and I'll never look at those hay wagons the same. Well, somebody I know got ran over by that. Coming up and keep it moving, there's a bride that is offering $1,000 to help her out with her wedding. The wedding's already expensive, but wait till you hear what she needs help with. Coming your way in 3 minutes.
The all-new Bread Mega Show.
Bread better keep it, keep it. Bread better keep it moving.
All right, let's catch you up on all the trending stories. How about that on the Bread Mega Show? We'll put 2 minutes on the clock because, you know, life is busy and probably hard for you to follow all these trending stories, so I'll take a look at it right now for you. I'll read the headline and hand it to you. Either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. We'll cover a lot of ground here. Like bride ad on Craigslist offering $1,000 to help her out with her mother-in-law.
Ooh, tough job, but so is the economy. It's pretty tough right now, too. What are the requirements here?
Alex, you're getting married. You know, everything is expensive. How about this? She wants to hire a date for her mother-in-law to distract her at the event. She said, Mom, mother-in-law is just all up in her business about the wedding and it's going to be just hell. She's going to be a monster-in-law. So she'll offer $1,000 for a guy who can be her date to give the mother-in-law attention and supervision, she calls it, and probably try not to de-escalate the drama.
Just put her in the coat closet.
Giant Pop-Tarts the size of a big screen TV.
Keep it moving. I am not a fan of a Pop-Tart.
What is wrong with you?
No.
Ken is.
No.
Anna.
Wow. What is
I'm sorry, but all it's just crust.
A guy played a video game for 78 hours straight. You want to know more details about it?
My brain would explode. Keep it moving.
Don't you hate video games because your ex was a gamer?
Oh my gosh, Brett. Yes, that just unlocked like a vaulted memory of me. I threatened to throw his Xbox out the window.
What was his name again?
Parker.
Oh yeah, that was it. The guy's name was Parker.
Yeah, why are we outing him?
Just in time for back to school breakfast, Fruit Loops, bagels.
Okay, see, I'm a cereal girl, so I'll take this one.
Okay, Thomas has a line of mini bagels that is now a limited edition mashup with Fruit Loops. The Fruit Loops mini bagels just hit stores nationwide where you get a bagel and Fruit Loops in the same thing.
Hey, we love a combo meal.
Sounds great.
That does sound awesome. Who burns more calories during sexy time? Men or women?
I don't know.
It is obviously men. We are doing all of the work. Clearly.
This was another way. Brett has this, like,
I think Hannah's lazy in bed.
Yes! I don't know why you say that.
Science has proven it. Hannah does no work where the guy does, burns approximately 101 calories where women burn about 70, and Hannah 7.
Science
has proven it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, I want you to think about this question for a second. If you had a visitor to come to St. Louis, where would you take them? Can't take them to the Arch. Can't take them to Forest Park. We want your answers in 3 minutes on Y98.
come on and let me out.
If someone asked you, hey, take me around St. Louis, I'm coming to visit, I want to show off your city, I want to flex for a second, where would you take them? You can't, I'm going to take the top two off the table. Forest Park. So that includes the zoo, by the way. No cheating. Forest Park has a lot in it. So I'm taking all of Forest Park off the table. Art museum, zoo, anything like that, Forest Park, and the Arch. Can't take them to the Arch. Everyone goes to the Arch. Everyone goes to Forest Park. Where would you go? 314-531-9898. When we were in San Diego for this work trip, a buddy of mine who does mornings in Atlanta rented out like a party bus. He's rich.
Yes.
He is.
Very much
so. He was super rich. Like, he was like one of those richy rich guys. And he was originally from San Diego, and he's like, I want to show off the city. I want to take you to all my favorite places in San Diego. And most of the places he took us to were not tourist places. No. They were like kind of remote locations where you have the best view of the ocean and the best view of like the mountains and things like that. Or like hole-in-the-wall dive bars that he had like made memories at. So what bars, what restaurants, what experiences would you be like, this is St. Louis. This is my St. Louis. This is where I grew up or my experiences. 314-531-9898.
Ooh, man, this is crazy. But I think I would bring someone to the City Museum because there's nothing like that. I mean,
anywhere else, that's fair.
Right.
I mean, it's so random.
Very touristy still, but it's unique tourism. Like, you can't find another city museum anywhere else in the country.
No, like, if you describe, like, okay, you're literally climbing through flights of stairs, and you can be, like, drunk.
And wandering.
Like, what?
It looks like The Labyrinth, you know, that movie The Labyrinth back in the day.
They have an exhibit called The Labyrinth there. Yeah, it's crazy. I would want to take someone there.
About you, Kevin?
You know, the two places that came right to my mind right away was the Cathedral Basilica.
Oh, it's amazing. Good answer.
It's a really cool place to tour. It's gorgeous. There's a lot of history there. And then the other one was the history of the music in St. Louis, Blueberry Hill.
Great answer.
That's a great place to go, too. And there's almost parts, it's almost like a museum thing. It's almost like a Hard Rock Cafe in a way with all the stuff that's been there.
But it is a museum for St. Louis and St. Louis music and blues music. Yeah.
Yes.
Alex, you're like Mr. St. Louis. Where would you go?
I don't know where to start. I mean, you didn't say that the Cardinal game and Busch Stadium was off
that's
the list.
That's fair.
I think that, you know, we don't give Busch Stadium enough credit, but people outside of St. Louis that follow baseball or just are fans of going to different stadiums around the country, I think they hear that Busch Stadium is like one of the best places to go visit to see a Cardinal game or whatever team you're rooting for.
Right.
They just like to come over and check out the stadium. But I'm with Kevin also. I do think like Blueberry Hill, like the Del Mar Loop area is very cool to check out. But I have done like there's like too many places. It's just kind of get a ride, just bounce around all the different spots because you just, I don't know, it's hard to explain. Like, the wineries are cool. People don't understand that St. Louis has a lot of cool wineries that are just a great vibe for people that are visiting in St. Louis.
AB?
My mind immediately went to where would I take them to eat, and I feel like I would take them to the Hill. Like, Mama's on the Hill is amazing, and they have the best toasted ravs, in my opinion, so especially if they haven't been to St. Louis or, like, had toasted ravioli, there.
Great answer. I do think I would choose food. And, you know, I'm not going to choose toasted rav or, like, gooey butter cake or even, like, Prevel cheese pizza, like, for me, like, that is very, like, St. Louis-y, but I want to like show what I felt like the guy who took us on tour was showing us his version of the city that he loved so much.
We got other things to offer.
Yeah, like, to me, it was, like, through his eyes, and so I thought that was really cool that we got to see it like that. So for me, my favorite restaurant is Mayo Ketchup in Lafayette Square. I think Lafayette Square is so St. Louis. Like, there's this awesome park that literally directly kitty corner from one of my favorite restaurants. It has, like, the best empanadas, and they have that empanadas, and that place is located at City Park, which we all got to taste, and Hannah and AB had never had empanadas before. I don't know what's wrong with you, but you guys had it, and then AB was literally texting me 4 days after we ate it. It's like, hey, what was that restaurant again?
Like,
I'm gonna go get some. Like, you want them, you crave them. So, like, that's one of my favorite restaurants, and it's not like a known for like a St. Louis food, but it's just my favorite restaurant. And then I feel like Lafayette Square feels very St. Louis-y. Like it has that kind of old town school vibe, but it's super gorgeous and beautiful. And so it's, I think it just very encompasses what St. Louis is. So that's what I would choose, is Lafayette Square and my favorite restaurant. What about for you? Somebody comes in and is like, take me on a tour of St. Louis. You know, take Forest Park, take the arch off the table. What is it? Where would you go? 314-531-9898. My baby bar. Maybe you just go to the bar and get tipsy. If you were going to have a friend come and visit and says, man, take me, show me the city through your eyes. Show me St. Louis through your eyes. Where would you go? 314-531-9898. I said you got to take Forest Park off the list. Forest Park is the best. Mm-hmm. Like, it is literally the best park in the country. It has everything. The freaking zoo is free. You can't choose the zoo. You can't choose anything in Forest Park. Everything's free in Forest Park. It's the best place ever, right? And then you can't do the arch because that's so St. Louis. Where would you take them? We got when we were in San Diego, a friend of ours rented out a party bus, this rich a-hole, and he was just like, hey, let me show you the city through my eyes. And I thought that was so cool that we got to see where he grew up, and there were all these like off-the-grid places that had cool views and just different experiences of the city.
Things you didn't even know. I didn't know you could see seals in San Diego. That was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that was
amazing.
Awesome.
Where would you go for you? Mike, where's the place that you would take somebody to visit St. Louis and be like, you got to see this place?
Yeah, so I don't have a party bus, but I would 100% take someone to go to Fort Bell Fountain. It's in North St. Louis County. It's an amazing 3-mile loop. It's a park. It's got a lot of history. It's where Lewis and Clark spent their first night and their last night of their expedition.
That's so cool. That's where they spent their first and last night.
Yeah, right before their expedition, and then after they came back, because it's the first fort built west of the Mississippi, so it's still got remnants of the fort and stuff like that. Like, kids can play on it and like stuff like that.
That's
it's got
super
a lot
cool.
of history out there.
Great
How
answer.
How did I not know this, and I've lived in St. Louis my entire life? Yeah.
Wow, Mike just dropped knowledge on the whole show.
Right.
Yeah, Mike, great answer.
Yeah.
I do what I can.
Yeah, now just get yourself a party bus and we're willing to hang out.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for the call. Becca, where is the place if you had somebody come visit? Like, let me show you St. Louis through my eyes.
So there are actually two places that I have. The first is the old Spaghetti Factory. Just that area down there with the cobblestone street.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where the cobblestones are like actually made in St. Louis.
The landing is gorgeous, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just very old, like St. Louis Prohibition feel.
Yeah, it's a great way to describe it, yeah.
Yeah, and so the other place would be the Fountain. They have the they make their own ice cream, and so they've got like 21 flavors. They have like really delicious boozy desserts. They've got like 45 soups that they rotate seasonally.
Love that.
Yeah, and it's actually just a really neat. It's kind of like an old theater feel.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's like a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, even in the back where they have booths, they actually have velvet curtains where you can close them for privacy.
Wow, that's funny. That's cool. That's such a cool vibe. Becca, thank you so much for the call. Colleen, someone comes to visit, says, I want to see St. Louis through your eyes. Where would you take them?
I would go down to the brewery.
Well,
yeah.
Why did we not mention that?
Yeah. It's like we got Forest Park, we got the arch, but we really have baseball and beer.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yeah. This is very St. Louis. Grab yourself a Budweiser. That's what we said to the commercials. Thank you. Next. See ya. We go commercial-free every single day on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Taylor Swift's next concerts will have counter-terrorism security forces on board. I'll explain why at 8:35.
Thanks for listening to the Brett Maga
Show. It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Taylor Swift. Swift is planning on keeping her Eras tour going even after the recent terrorist threat that occurred at her recent show at Wembley Stadium. So now she's planning to take like extreme measures for security. It's not even just her. Her team is like, okay, we need to have like maximum security so that this stuff does not happen again. Some of the people that are reported to be there are counterterrorism security forces that are going to be on guard, and there's lots going on in London right now where she's touring. There's been like a strain on local police, rioting, so it's not just Taylor they have to protect. They have to protect all the Swifties, especially because Swifties like to really like migrate and come in such large packs. Like they wait outside to go in the stadium before the concerts and stuff. So they are going to have like maximum security and just protection because it is not a good place to be right now. But if we know one thing about Taylor Swift, it's that she is a hardworking, like, woman who loves her fans and loves her shows. So she still is going to continue, even though there has been some dicey, sketchy situations going on.
Well, I think one of the reasons we're getting so much information about the security detail at the concert is so you can go to the concert in peace.
Right. Yes.
Because that's what Taylor's supposed to bring. It's supposed to be an escape, positivity. You sing along. She sings songs about heartbreak and connects you. And the last thing you want to do is be worried about your well-being. And when you hear terrorist threat at Taylor Swift's concert, you're like, oh my God, will that be mine? And she's, I think, publicly saying, I've gone to extremes. My people have gone to extremes. Right. You will be safe as you possibly can at anything because I'm doing the work to make sure you can feel comfortable.
Absolutely. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
Something's got a...
The Brett Megger Show just got back from a work trip, and I didn't fly out with the rest of the show, but I didn't know this about Kevin on a plane. There's something that Kevin does on airplanes that needs to be addressed.
Really?
Raising her hand.
Is that the mummy hand girl?
Yeah, the mummy hand girl. What a legend.
Yeah.
Okay. You ended up in the emergency room for something embarrassing, something ridiculous. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing. An ulcer on your hand? Like, does that mean you're, like, I have always heard, like, ulcers are because of stress. Are you stressed out?
Apparently, you're stressing me out.
Hannah,
Brian.
No, me, Hannah. Hannah is stressing
me
out. Well, I'm the new Hannah, so.
Yeah.
Whatever. Somebody is stressing out AB. We need to stop because she's getting
ulcers.
Yeah, finger ulcers.
She's bleeding out.
Yeah. Look, I got a finger ulcer, guys. 314-531-9898. You end up in the emergency room for some ridiculous reason, something silly, or just the worst possible time. Like, I don't need to be in the ER right now. We want your calls next.
Yeah. You know what?
We out.
So much fun. We're commercial free on the Brett Megger Show. We went to San Diego for a work trip, and AB was just in the emergency room hours before we left because apparently she got a finger ulcer.
Yep.
That's a thing.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been to the emergency room for something you're like, this is a thing? I didn't know it was a thing, but it's a thing. 314-531-9898. Or you just ended up in the emergency room. Terrible timing. Like that, not that you need to be like, oh man, yeah, good, looking at my calendar, might be a good day for an emergency
room. Perfect time for a health scare.
But there are definite times where you're like, oh my God, of all days, I'm here at urgent care, I'm at the emergency room, it's my wedding day or whatever, you know, like big interview when you have to catch a flight in hours. 314-531-9898.
We got a text saying, I tore my ACL at my bachelorette party because I was dancing on the bar and jumped off to the song Jump Around by House of Pain.
Ooh.
That is terrible.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin.
Trauma for you listening right now. Snap, crackle, pop.
Snap, crackle, pop is right. Caitlin, when did you end up at the emergency room?
Okay, so I met my boyfriend at work. We both worked at a winery.
Love that.
So he was doing dishes and one of the glasses broke inside the dishwasher.
Dang.
And it was really busy. It was a holiday. So he was going in quickly and it went through his hand.
Like a wine glass stem or something?
Yeah.
And it does
without a bottom.
Okay, that does sound like horrific. Ugh. And it also does sound weird. Like, what brought you to the emergency room? I was doing my dishes.
Yeah.
How extreme are you at doing the dishes?
Thank Gotta you get those things done, you know?
Yeah, thank you so much for the call, Kaylin. It's pretty intense. Elizabeth, what brought you to the emergency room?
So when I was six, my mom bought me a bag of sunflower seeds, and I was eating them. And then my throat started hurting, and I was like, what is going on? Like, this isn't normal. And she was like, okay, just drink water, eat bananas, like, you're fine. And then I kept complaining about it, and she was like, okay, open your mouth, let me see. And there was a sunflower seed stuck in my tonsil, like, had sagged into my tonsil. And so we went to the ER, and they had to get tweezers to pull it out.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah. I played baseball, and we used to eat sunflower seeds. This was a thing. You got to be careful, especially if it goes down the sharp way. You get them stuck in your gum, in your tonsil. It happens.
Not worth it.
It's so true.
And the best part is that she gave it to me in a cup, and she was like, you can show everyone at school what was in your throat.
Like, this is your pride and joy. Like, this was the sunflower seed that brought me to the emergency room.
Right.
And I also think it's funny that, like, you followed the person who took, like, a shard of glass through their hand. You're like, what brought you to the emergency room? Not glass, sunflower seed. Pretty intense. Thanks for the call, Elizabeth. Haley, what brought you to the emergency room?
I got run over by a hay wagon on Halloween.
No! I can hear the trauma in your voice.
You see those hay wagon drivers, though? They're crazy. Right. I've seen them just whipping around with those kids in the back.
Farm bill gone bad.
So what happened?
Well, so I was seven, so no drinking involved. There was two hay wagons, and it was coming up to my house, and I was on the first one. I stood up, and it jerked, and I fell off, and the second one ran over me.
That sounds miserable. I'm not sure that Farmer Fred was not drinking, so there might have been drinking involved.
Yeah, right.
Just not with you. Thank you so much for the call, and I'll never look at those hay wagons the same. Somebody I know got ran over by that. Coming up and Keep It Moving, there's a bride that is offering $1,000 to help her out with her wedding. Weddings are already expensive, but wait till you hear what she needs help with. Coming your way in 3 minutes.
The all-new Bread Mega Show.
Bread better keep it. Bread better keep it moving.
All right, let's catch you up on all the trending stories. How about that on the Bread Mega Show? We'll put 2 minutes on the clock because you know life is busy and probably hard for you to follow all these trending stories, so I'll take a look at it right now for you. I'll read the headline and hand it to you. Either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. We'll cover a lot of ground here. Like bride ad on Craigslist offering $1,000 to help her out with her mother-in-law.
Ooh, tough job, but so is the economy. It's pretty tough right now, too. What are the requirements here?
Alex, you're getting married. You know, everything is expensive. How about this? She wants to hire a date for her mother-in-law to distract her at the event. She said, mother-in-law is just all up in her business about the wedding and is going to be just hell. She's going to be a monster-in-law. So she'll offer $1,000 for a guy who can be her date to give the mother-in-law attention and supervision, she calls it, and probably try not to de-escalate the drama.
Just put her in the coat closet.
Giant Pop-Tarts the size of a big screen TV.
Keep it moving. I am not a fan of a Pop-Tart.
What is wrong with you?
No.
Kevin is.
No.
Anna.
Wow. What is
I'm sorry, but all it's just crust.
A guy played a video game for 78 hours straight. You want to know more details about it?
My brain would explode. Keep it moving.
Don't you hate video games because your ex was a gamer?
Oh my gosh, Brett. Yes, that just unlocked like a vaulted memory of me. I threatened to throw his Xbox out the window.
What was his name again?
Parker.
Oh yeah, that was it. The guy's name was Parker.
Why are we outing him?
Just in time for back to school breakfast, Fruit Loops, bagels.
Okay, see, I'm a cereal girl, so I'll take this one.
Okay, Thomas has a line of mini bagels that is now a limited edition mashup with Fruit Loops. The Fruit Loops mini bagels just hit stores nationwide where you get a bagel and Fruit Loops in the same thing.
Hey, we love a combo meal.
Sounds great.
That does sound awesome. Who burns more calories during sexy time? Men or women?
I don't know.
It is obviously men. We are doing all of the work. Clearly.
This was another way. Brett has this, like,
I think Hannah's lazy in bed.
Yes! I don't know why you say that.
Science has proven it. Hannah does no work where the guy does, burns approximately 101 calories where women burn about 70, and Hannah 7.
Science has proven it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, I want you to think about this question for a second. If you were had a visitor to come to St. Louis, where would you take him? Can't take him to the Arch, can't take him to Forest Park. We want your answers in 3 minutes on Y98.
Come on and let me out.
If someone asked you, hey, take me around St. Louis, I'm coming to visit, I want to show off your city, I want to flex for a second, where would you take them? You can't, I'm going to take the top two off the table. Forest Park. So that includes the zoo, by the way. No cheating. Forest Park has a lot in it. So I'm taking all of Forest Park off the table. Art Museum, zoo, anything like that, Forest Park. And the Arch. Can't take them to the Arch. Everyone goes to the Arch. Everyone goes to Forest Park. Where would you go? 314-531-9898. When we were in San Diego for this work trip, a buddy of mine who does mornings in Atlanta rented out like a party bus. He's rich.
Yes.
He is.
Very much
so. He was
so.
Super rich. Like, he was like one of those richy rich guys. And he was originally from San Diego, and he's like, I want to show off the city. I want to take you to all my favorite places in San Diego. And most of the places he took us to were not tourist places. No. They were like kind of remote locations where you have the best view of the ocean and the best view of like the mountains and things like that, or like hole-in-the-wall dive bars that he had like made memories at. So what bars, what restaurants, what experiences would you be like, this is St. Louis. This is my St. Louis. This is where I grew up or my experiences. 314-531-9898.
Ooh, man, this is crazy. But I think I would bring someone to the City Museum because there's nothing like that. I mean,
anywhere
like,
else? That's fair.
Right.
I mean, it's so random.
Very touristy still, but it's unique tourism. Like, you can't find another city museum anywhere else in the country.
No, like if you describe like, okay, you're literally climbing through flights of stairs and you can be like drunk
and wandering.
There. Like, what?
It looks like The Labyrinth, you know, that movie The Labyrinth back in the day.
They
like,
have an exhibit called The Labyrinth there. Right. Yeah, it's crazy. I would want to take someone there.
About you, Kevin?
You know, the two places that came to my mind right away was the Cathedral Basilica.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Good answer.
It's a really cool place to tour. It's gorgeous. There's a lot of history there. And then the other one was the history of the music in St. Louis, Blueberry Hill.
Great answer.
That's a great place to go, too. And it is. There's almost parts. It's almost like a museum thing. It's almost like a Hard Rock Cafe in a way with all the stuff that's been there.
But it is a museum for St. Louis and St. Louis music and blues music. Yeah.
Yes.
Alex, you're like Mr. St. Louis. Where would you go?
I don't know where to start. I mean, you didn't say that the Cardinal game and Busch Stadium was off
that's
the list.
That's fair.
I think that, you know, we don't give Busch Stadium enough credit, but people outside of St. Louis that follow baseball or just are fans of going to different stadiums around the country, I think they hear that Busch Stadium is like one of the best places to go visit to see a Cardinal game or whatever team you're rooting for.
Right.
They just like to come over and check out the stadium. But I'm with Kevin also. I do think like Blueberry Hill, like the Del Mar Loop area is very cool to check out. And, but I have done like there's like too many places. It's just kind of get a ride, just bounce around all the different spots because you just, I don't know, it's hard to explain. Like, so the wineries are cool. People don't understand that St. Louis has a lot of cool wineries that are just a great vibe for people that are visiting in St. Louis.
AB?
My mind immediately went to where would I take them to eat, and I feel like I would take them to the Hill. Like, Mama's on the Hill is amazing, and they have the best toasted ravs, in my opinion. So especially if they haven't been to St. Louis or, like, had toasted ravioli, there.
Great answer. I do think I would choose food. And, you know, I'm not going to choose toasted rav or, like, gooey butter cake or even, like, Prevelle cheese pizza. Like, for me, like, that is very, like, St. Louis-y, but I want to show what I felt like the guy who took us on tour was showing us his version of the city that he loved so much.
We got other things to offer.
Yeah, like to me, it was like through his eyes. And so I thought that was really cool that we got to see it like that. So for me, my favorite restaurant is Mayo Ketchup in Lafayette Square. I think Lafayette Square is, I think Lafayette Square is so St. Louis. Like, there's this awesome park that literally directly kitty corner from one of my favorite restaurants. It has like the best empanadas, and they have that empanadas, and that place is located at City Park, which we all got to taste. And Hannah and AB had never had empanadas before. I don't know what's wrong with you, but you guys didn't had it. And then AB was literally texting me 4 days after we ate it. It's like, hey, what was that restaurant again? Like, I'm going to go get some. Like, you want them, you crave them. So like, that's one of my favorite restaurants. And it's not like a known for like a St. Louis food, but it's just my favorite restaurant. And then I feel like Lafayette Square feels very St. Louis-y. Like, it has that kind of old town school vibe, but it's super gorgeous and beautiful. And so I think it very encompasses what St. Louis is. So that's what I would choose, is Lafayette Square and my favorite restaurant. What about for you? Somebody comes in and is like, take me on a tour of St. Louis. You know, take Forest Park, take the arts off the table. What is it? Where would you go? 314-531-9898. Maybe you just go to the bar and get tipsy. If you were going to have a friend come and visit and says, man, take me, show me the city through your eyes, show me St. Louis through your eyes, where would you go? 314-531-9898. I said, you got to take Forest Park off the list. Forest Park is the best. Mm-hmm. Like, it is literally the best park in the country. It has everything. The freaking zoo is free. You can't choose the zoo. You can't choose anything in Forest Park. Everything's free in Forest Park. It's the best place ever, right? And then you can't do the arch because that's so, like, so St. Louis. Where would you take him? We got, like, when we were in San Diego, a friend of ours rented out a party bus, this rich a-hole, and he was just like, hey, let me show you the city through my eyes. And I thought that was so cool that we got to see where he grew up, and there were all these, like, off-the-grid places that had cool views and just different experiences of the city.
Things you didn't even know. I didn't know you could see seals in San Diego. That was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that was awesome.
Amazing.
Where would you go for you? Mike, where's the place that you would take somebody to visit St. Louis and be like, you got to see this place?
Yeah, so I don't have a party bus, but I would 100% take someone to go to Fort Bell Fountain. It's in North St. Louis County. It's an amazing 3 mile loop. It's a park. It's got a lot of history. It's where Lewis and Clark spent their first night and their last night of their expedition.
That's so cool. That's where they spent their first and last night.
Yeah, right before their expedition, and then after they came back, because it's the first fort built west of the Mississippi, so it's still got remnants of the fort and stuff like that. Like, kids can play on it and, like, stuff like that.
That's super
got a lot
cool.
of history out there.
Great
How
answer.
How did I not know this, and I've lived lesson. In St. Louis my entire life? Yeah.
Wow, Mike just dropped knowledge in the whole show. Right. Look at that, Mike. Great answer.
Yeah.
I do what I can.
Yeah, now just get yourself a party bus and we will
really
yeah,
exactly.
Thank you for the call. Becca, where is the place if you had somebody come visit? Like, let me show you St. Louis through my eyes.
So there are actually two places that I have. The first is the old Spaghetti Factory. Just that area down there with the cobblestone street.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where the cobblestones are, like, actually made in St. Louis.
The landing is gorgeous, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just very old, like, St. Louis Prohibition feel.
Yeah, it's a great way to describe it, yeah.
Yeah, and so the other place would be the Fountain. They have the... they make their own ice cream, and so they've got, like, 21 flavors. They have, like, really delicious, boozy desserts. They've got, like, 45 soups that they rotate seasonally.
Love that.
Yeah, and it's actually just a really neat, it's kind of like an old theater feel.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, even in the back where they have booths, they actually have velvet curtains where you can close them for privacy.
Wow, that's funny. That's cool. That's such a cool vibe. Becca, thank you so much for the call. Colleen, someone comes to visit, says, I want to see St. Louis through your eyes. Where would you take them?
I would go down to the brewery.
Well,
yeah.
Why did we not mention that?
Yeah. It's like we got Forest Park, we got the Arch, but we really have baseball and beer.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yeah. This is very St. Louis. Grab yourself a Budweiser.
Yes, yes.
That's what we said to the commercials. Thank you. Next. See ya. We go commercial free every single day on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Taylor Swift's next concerts will have counterterrorism security forces on board. I'll explain why at 8:35.
Thanks for listening to the Brett Maga.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Taylor Swift is planning on keeping her Eras tour going even after the recent terrorist threat that occurred at her recent show at Wembley Stadium. So now she's planning to take like extreme measures for security. It's not even just her. Her team is like, okay, we need to have like maximum security so that this stuff does not happen again. Some of the people that are reported to be there are counterterrorism security forces that are going to be on guard, and there's lots going on in London right now where she's touring. There's been like a strain on local police, rioting, so it's not just Taylor they have to protect all the Swifties, especially because Swifties like to really like migrate and come in such large packs. Like they wait outside to go in the stadium before the concerts and stuff, so they are going to have like maximum security and just protection, because it is not a good place to be right now. But if we know one thing about Taylor Swift, it's that she is a hardworking, like, woman who loves her fans and loves her shows. So she still is going to continue, even though there has been some dicey, sketchy situations going on.
Well, I think one of the reasons we're getting so much information about the security detail at the concert is so you can go to the concert in peace.
Right. Yes.
Because that's what Taylor's supposed to bring. It's supposed to be an escape, positivity, sing along. She sings songs about heartbreak and connects you. And the last thing you want to do is be worried about your well-being. And when you hear terrorist threat at Taylor Swift's concert, you're like, oh my God, will that be mine? And she's, I think, publicly saying, I've gone to extremes. My people have gone to extremes. Right. You will be safe as you possibly can at anything, because I'm doing the work to make sure you can feel comfortable.
Absolutely. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
Something's got to
The Brett Maga Show just got back from a work trip, and I didn't fly out with the rest of the show, but I didn't know this about Kevin on a plane. There's something that Kevin does on airplanes that needs to be addressed.
Really?
Live on the air at 8:55. Kevin doesn't even know what it is.
I don't even know what it is.
But we're going to address it with you, Kevin, because it's a problem. Okay. 8:55.
The Brett Maga Morning.
Safe and Sound is the perfect song to talk about what we're about to talk about on the Brett Maga Show. Kevin does something on planes that we need to address. So we went to San Diego for a work trip on the Brett Maga Show, and I did not get to fly out with the rest of the show. I flew out of Chicago, went to go visit some family before and after the work trip, and AB and Hannah told me something you do on a plane, Kevin, that just needs to be addressed. True or false, Kevin, you were extremely anxious about flying.
And I don't know why I was, because it's weird. I used to fly all the time to Kansas City to visit my wife when she was living
you
there.
Would fly?
And I would go by myself. It was no big problem. But I think because security measures have changed, because it's been quite some time.
When was the last time you flew?
The last time I flew, Sarah and I and the kids flew out a couple of years ago. We went to Florida. But Sarah makes all the plans.
So Kevin.
So I am not. On my own, I'm terrible.
Weird joke that we thought Hannah and Kevin weren't going to make it back because they were flying back without AB, and Kevin was a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
So nervous that Kevin, AB, do you want to be the one who tells him?
Oh, no. Is it?
Because AB's the one who told me about
Kevin
it.
Kevin is a plane clapper. So when the plane landed, he was one of like maybe three people that just started going.
Yeah, right. Plane landed.
He was like, I made it.
You're a plane clapper when the plane lands?
Oh, okay.
You're one of those guys? Yes! Yes, we did it!
Not only am I one of those guys, okay? I'm the silent prayer guy as well.
I do a prayer too.
Yeah, I do a prayer too.
But that's because someone else is in control. I don't like when anyone's in control of my life.
And I'm also the guy who thanks the pilots and the flight attendants.
You tip them, Blair?
I don't tip them, but I say thank you. Thank you so much for a great
job.
Could
not be more thankful to have made it.
Kevin goes and hugs them.
I did not realize I was a plane clapper.
You didn't even realize you were a plane clapper?
I did not know.
That shows you how long is the flight? It's like 4 hours.
It was like a four-hour flight.
Yeah.
That means this guy was a nervous wreck for 4 hours straight. That when that plane landed, he didn't even realize he was clapping. Yeah. We did it.
He couldn't even have any other distractions. Like we've been like messing around that Kevin raw dogged the flight, but he really did. Like no phones, no headphones, no movies, no nothing. He was just staring straight forward. I think he was like nervous to turn his head and like case an emergency happened. He looked over to me and he was like, wow, you really got this flight thing figured out, because I'm playing a game on my phone while also watching a movie.
Yeah. She was like, she's got Wi-Fi and everything.
Can we also talk about the other inappropriate thing he does on the plane? He watches other people's movies.
Yep.
Yeah.
He didn't know how to do it. So on
he
Southwest,
doesn't know how to download.
On Southwest, you could just log into Southwest.
And get their Wi-Fi.
And you get free movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And free TV shows. Kevin didn't know how to do that. So someone else was watching a movie. So Kevin watched it over someone else's shoulder.
Hey, look. Okay. I've never seen The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I was pretty, transfixed. And then he started, he got done with that, moved into Gladiator. And I'm like, who doesn't love Gladiator? I'm on. I'm cool. And it's great.
Did you share an earpiece with him?
No, he had the captions. He was fortunate enough to have the captions on
Kevin
the phone.
Kevin thinks he put on the captions for Kevin.
I appreciate it.
Like, you never know.
He saw him. He's like, oh, this dude keeps watching. I might as well put the captions on.
Yeah, Kevin's, this poor guy. Right.
Yeah, Kevin was like, literally like, what are we watching after that one, huh? Yeah, what are we going with next, brother?
Am I truly a clapper because the plane landed, or am I clapping because the movie ended?
Yeah, you guys didn't know. He's like, that movie was excellent. It was worthy of clapping. That is the most Kevin thing ever. Mm. That's what I do when the show ends sometimes. I'm like, woo, he did it. I've been reading books.